Hey, it's Azure Friday. We're digging into Windows Azure Notification Services. In the beginning, first episode, we saw a breaking news notification, and then we refined that a little bit, having specific tags and interest things, things that we were interested in, specific topics. We continue to be talking to Elio DiMaggio. Now, there was a template, though, that you've got here in our console app. I don't want to complain, but I kind of think this sucks because you've got a console app that is has an embedded, see this here, toast visual. That's a Windows thing, right? That's a description of what a Windows toast looks like.
And but that's a presentation.
It's presentation layer.
It's presentation layer.
What's it doing in my back-end service?
The thing is that this is how the platform notification services forces you to do things, is that you have to send the specific payload that you want the OS shell to display.
Right.
But we basically found a way to solve this problem by flipping everything on its head. Basically, what we're going to do, we're going to put this template back in the mobile app.
So the responsibility of what does an iOS toast look like, or what does a Google toast or Windows toast look like, really isn't the job of the server.
That
you're going to invert the inversion of control. You're going to put that responsibility on the client then, who
yes.
would know what it wants to receive.
Yes.
Okay, so how are we going to do that?
So how we do that, inside our breaking news app that we showed in a previous episode.
Right, our client application.
Our client application. Let me show how it looks like just very, very quickly. The only difference is that right now I can choose language. If I want notifications in French and English and things like that, I'm going to subscribe, and I'm going to subscribe to Work News,
so
to
French,
World News and French.
Okay, World News.
These are tags. French is not a tag anymore, but it's actually a kind of template.
Okay, and so who owns the template?
The template is owned by the mobile app.
By the client of the hub.
By the client, yes.
Okay.
So by the person that is registering to receive the notification.
Okay.
So in here, in our previous example, we had register for native notifications.
Mm-hmm.
We're using this feature that's called using template notification. This is because when you register a template, you can provide the XML that you actually want to receive.
I see. And that could be a resource or a text file. That could be anywhere, but my client can maintain that.
Yes. Just notice that in here, basically what we're doing, we're going to use this $news. What does this mean? Is that when I send a notification, the backend doesn't have to know the specifics of my XML. We'll just need to send a property that is news_0, which in this case is my locale, which
okay,
is French.
Okay. So there's two levels of abstraction here. First, you've pulled out the notification, and then you've tokenized the notification template itself.
Yes. Yes. So now, if I had an iOS app, and actually we do have that on our WindowsAzure.com tutorial for this guy here,
mm-hmm.
You have an iOS template with the same property in it.
The same token, different
the same
template.
Token. Different template, because you need JSON.
Okay,
need
but also called news template, presumably.
Also called news template.
Okay, that
so
makes sense.
You basically now can register a template. You provide a channel URI as before. You provide the template. You provide a name because you might want to have multiple templates.
Right.
Now
right.
we're in business of presentation. We might have multiple different templates for different things. And then my categories, so my tags.
Right.
World
okay.
news, politics, and these sort of things. I still want to have all the goodness, right?
So I can build quite the complicated hierarchy of users here.
Yes.
What their level is, what their preferences are, what their language is, and I can have tags and templates all working together.
Yes, yes. So now that we do this, how do we send a message to this template? In our backend, in this case our console app,
right.
we do not need to have this XML anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you see here that what we're creating, we are creating. Let's see if I remember this.
Ha! Nicely done.
Okay, so in here we have a completely platform agnostic dictionary where we're sending three properties. My word news in English, my word news in French, and my word news in Mandarin.
I gotcha.
This is just a dictionary string, any properties you want, any payload you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of sending a, in here we were basically sending a Windows native notification.
Okay,
in
so
here we're sending a template notification.
So something has happened. The royal baby has been born.
Yes.
And you've got notifications in English, French, and Mandarin.
Yes.
Goes to the back end of the hub.
Yes.
Which then says, there are all the English people, there are all the French people, here are all the Chinese that have registered, and it goes template, template, template.
Yes,
that is correct. We basically do a kind of a mail merge, right? With all this,
notification mail merge. Okay.
We also do it across platforms.
So in here, I don't have to know that I have Windows Phone devices. I can plug in my Windows Phone app. My backend doesn't have to change anything.
Okay, so it's not just English and French, but it's all the Google people in Chinese, and you just go and you fan out to this.
Exactly.
It's almost this combinatorics going on here, right? Could be 15, 20 different kind, or hundreds even, I suppose.
Well, we actually, what we do is that we create a specific notification for each of the registrations that you create. Hmm. So if you want to have a specific thing just for me, I could have in my template, hello, Elio.
Seriously?
Friend, dollar friend, just added you as a friend.
Ah.
And that is my template.
So those kind of Instagram or Facebook type notifications, totally possible.
Yes, and you only have to send one notification and we create the personalized things. Celsius, Fahrenheit, meters, yards.
That's pretty cool. All right.
Okay, so when we're doing this, we can just send a notification. And what's going to happen, we're going to have our notification popping up, and we're going to see that we signed up for French, and we're getting the news in French.
I don't speak French.
Okay, so you want it in English.
Très bien. That's pretty good, dude.
We can get it
Where's in Italian? English, what's wrong with you?
That's true.
Okay, very cool. It's Azure Friday. We've got Windows Azure Notification Hubs. Keep checking us out.